Hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That's a tune called Dobro on the Loose, recorded in 1976 at the Channel 9 Studios in Sydney, Australia. I was playing Dobro and banjo, Colleen Trenwith on that dramatic fiddle, Colin Watson on rhythm guitar, and Kirkpatrick on bass, I believe it was. And we just drove that tune along. At the end of it, I had some real fancy licks on banjo to do, and we got to the end of the tune, and it was all I could do to hold it together, and I was just playing as straight as I could, and I forgot all about the fancy licks I had organised. I guess that happens. Thanks for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's start off with Doc Watson and A Little Stream of Whiskey.
Just a mile west of the water tank on the cold November day, in a cold and lonesome boxcar, thine hobo lay. His pal sat there before him with a low and a drooping head, listening to the last words his dying buddy said. Goodbye, old partner hobo, I hate to say goodbye, but I hear my train a-coming and I know she's getting nigh. Gonna tell that old conductor just where I want to stop, where the little stream whiskey comes flowing down the rock. We've rode the rods together, we've rambled all around, in every kind of weather, we've slept out on the ground. Oh, partner, don't you miss that train that always makes a stop, where the little stream of whiskey comes flowing down the rock. Would you tell my girl in Danville that you need not to worry at all, I'm a-going to that country where I won't have to work at all. No, we'll not have to work there, nor ever change my socks, and the little stream of whiskey comes flowing down the rock. That better place where everything is right, where the handouts grow on bushes and they sleep out every night. I won't have to wash my overhauls nor even change my socks, and the little stream of whiskey comes tumbling down the rock.
Well, that's a great live performance of Doc Watson with a classic song that shares a lot with the song The Big Rock Candy Mountain. The little stream of whiskey comes trickling down the rocks. Big Rock Candy Mountain's got similar lines in it to it. Fine finger picker as well as a flat picker, Doc Watson. Let's go to some more contemporary bluegrass now. Dirk Bentley is a country singer, but he's done a bluegrass album here called Up on the Ridge, and I'm going to play you a song called, make sure I get the title right, Bad Angel. That sounds wrong, doesn't it? The musicians on this are Brian Sutton on acoustic guitar, Ronnie McCoury on mandolin, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Randy Cause on the dobro, and Glenn Wolf on the bass, Larry Atamanuk on drums, and he's got Miranda Lambert and Jamie Johnson doing some vocals with him on there. And this is what he sounds like, Bad Angel.
I'm staying.
Well, that's Dierks Bentley with a track from his bluegrass album, and it's called Bad Angel. I sort of quite like playing a big range of bluegrass music, from the real old-time stuff and the music that's influenced bluegrass right through to a little bit of contemporary bluegrass. It's all from my shelves, so you have to put up with my my own purchasing power or lack of purchasing power. But it's interesting because I play in a band with a percussion set where we've got a kick drum and that, but we still play much more bluegrassy than that. I think they could have done without the drums on that one, but I don't know what you think. I'm sure Dierks would probably agree. He's probably capable of playing any form of music and making it sound pretty good, but we might hear from him a little bit later on the program. Let's hear from Mike Compton and friends now from the album Rare and Fine. This is playing tunes that Bill Monroe put together but had never recorded, and Mike collected all the little bits of cassette tape or maybe a live recording or just someone who's held a mic in front of Bill Monroe at a jam session, and he's put together these tunes. Got some great tunes in it, and he's got some help in performing them. Jeremy Stevens from High Fidelity playing guitar, banjo has got Russ Carson playing, bass Mike Bubb, fiddles, he's got three fiddle players on the album. On this track there's only one fiddle player, that's Laura Orshaw. Did a fine job. And Mike Compton, of course, plays mandolin on all the cuts. And this is the one called Jemison Breakdown. Jemison is a city in Alabama, and that's all I could find out about it. So whether Bill Monroe wrote it when he was in Alabama, I don't know. But here is an instrumental, Jemison Breakdown, from the writing of Bill Monroe, from the mandolin of Mike Compton. Fade Out is on the album, folks, and that's Jemison Breakdown. It's a great tune. I was just listening to some of that fiddle playing that Laura Orshaw does. Really impressive. And I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I love listening to that. Here's Del McCurry from 1973, way back then, doing one of his classic tunes. It's an Ola Bell Reed tune, and but it just sounds great when Del does it. It's one called High on a Mountain.
As I could see, as my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the day that used to be. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. My life has flown. Oh, I wonder if you ever think of me, or if time is blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze whisper gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. Wondering where the years of my life has flown. To be on a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown.
Oh, that's a great song. I really enjoy that song, and I've got a friend who I think he'll learn that. Great music from Del McCurry, and that was before his boys were playing with him in the band. I don't exactly know who was in the band. I think I've got the original LP of that song. That came off a CD, but I've got the original LP, and I think he's got all sorts of good pickers working with him on that one. Let's hear from Iris DeMent now from the album called Infamous Angel. This is Iris DeMent singing about Our Town. Our Town, that sounds good. Iris was doing the vocals and acoustic guitar. Mark Howard is playing acoustic guitar. Stuart Duncan, that man again. Fiddle and mandolin, and Pete Wozner on a little bit of piano here and there. Al Perkins on dobro, and Roy Husky Jr. on the upright bass. And here she is singing about Our Town. It could well be your town, you know.
They say nothing could ever last. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down?
Haunting song, isn't it? The beautiful vocal by Iris DeMent, lovely fiddle, Stuart Duncan and Jerry Douglas on that dobro, just absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Forgot the name of the show. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we are sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything that you need to play music, you can get from Shearer's Music Works. Everything from songbooks to flat picks and finger picks and replacement strings for your guitar, because you haven't changed strings for months and they're sounding a bit dead. It's time you went in and got some new strings. Give your instrument a birthday. And you can get select from a wonderful range of guitars if you want to get yourself a new instrument, and lots of other instruments. Go and see the people at Shearer's. They've been supporting music around Hamilton and the general Waikato district since the 1960s, and that's when I first bought my banjo from them. Great people, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to hear from a little CD that I think was bought as a sort of tourist thing. It might have been on sale in a cafe or a restaurant or something like that, travelling around the USA. And it's called Rocky Top, The Great Songs of Tennessee. And it's got 10 songs on it, all bluegrassy songs and songs about Tennessee. And I think we must have purchased it at a Cracker Barrel or somewhere like that. And anyway, it's got some great renditions of some songs on it. So let's go to Tennessee for just a little while here and hear from Jimmy Martin's band doing the song The Tennessee Waltz.
My darling, to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Well, that's the first time I've heard Jimmy Martin sing that song, and just did it like everyone else does. Just sounds like a jam session, doesn't it? Band all joining in and Jimmy singing with his inimitable style.